T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right. Welcome back. Thursday Sports Daily here on KFH. Coming up March 9th at Intrust Bank Arena, UFC is coming to town. And as part of the main card, a heavyweight matchup pits number 2 versus number 7. Derek Lewis will take on Junior Dos Santos March 9th down at Intrust Bank Arena here in Wichita. And we're excited to be joined on the phone by Derek Lewis, one of the combatants in that one, heavyweight main card. You looking forward to that, Derek?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me today.
You bet. My pleasure. Your last fight was against Daniel Cormier back in November. And judging by your Twitter feed, if you'd won that game, that a local fast food restaurant would have given everybody free food if you'd won that match, right?
Yes, for sure. They still giving me hell about that. But I still got free food for life from them.
All right, good enough. Derek Lewis, the number 2 UFC heavyweight, taking on Junior Dos Santos, coming up March 9th. Join us here on the phones, here on Sports Daily. Give us a quick thumbnail sketch of what you think about Junior Dos Santos, your opponent, coming up in March. He's 20-5.
Yes, I believe it's going to be a tough fight for myself. He's a former champion. He's got pretty decent boxing game, but he got real good gas tank that he can go the whole fight, 25 minutes. I believe I can still take him, though.
Derek Lewis, our guest here on Sports Daily, he's going to be fighting Junior Dos Santos, UFC, coming to Wichita on March the 9th. You are looking for, and I know maybe this isn't necessarily something you think about, but you have you're tied for the most knockouts in the heavyweight division. The UFC obviously has a lot of different disciplines in it, besides just the brawling aspect of it. But you being 6'3 and 260, talk about if you ever considered boxing before you got into the UFC game, or has it always been UFC?
Yeah, so I did consider boxing at first, until I started training for boxing, and training for MMA is completely different. I believe you have to be way more in shape for boxing to really last, 12 rounds. They fight way more rounds than they do in the UFC.
18.
So I believe you have to be better prepared.
18 of his wins have been by knockout, one by submission. He's 21-6. He's Derek Lewis, and joining us here on Sports Daily as UFC comes to town. You list one of your heroes, Derek, as your grandfather. Why is that?
Yes, he taught me how to be a man. He taught me the values of life and the values of family, and being in the church and stuff like that. And he taught me how to be a man.
Won 9 of your last 11, but your last fight was a defeat against Daniel Cormier. I know you guys have matches a little bit more often than a boxer, for example. How tough is it between fights when you're coming off a loss?
For me, I prefer to get right back in there, get the bad taste out of my mouth, especially if I'm coming off a loss. So I believe this is great that they're giving me a shot like this so soon.
Fighting out of Houston, Texas, Derek Lewis, our guest. He's a number 2 UFC heavyweight, taking on number 7, Junior Dos Santos, coming up March 9th at Intrust Bank Arena. Let's talk about your training here just a little bit. You brought it up a second ago. It's a little bit different than boxing. What is a typical day or week for you in the days and weeks leading up to a fight? What all do you do?
Lately, I've just been really jogging a lot, running up and down the stairs and stuff like that, and rolling around doing like jiu-jitsu with one of my training partners.
How tough?
Just try to get myself tired, basically.
How tough is it to split your time between working on the boxing aspect and the holds and, like you said, the grappling and the ground and pound? How do you split that up when you're getting ready for a fight?
Usually I do like 2 days, like in the morning, 10 to 11 o'clock or something like that. I train and work on my conditioning. Then later on that day, probably around about 5 or 6 o'clock, I do my jiu-jitsu and boxing.
Talking to Derek Lewis, number 2 UFC heavyweight. He's going up against Junior Dos Santos March 9th at Intrust Bank Arena. At what age, you're in your early 30s now, at what age did you decide, all right, I'm going to try to do this and make this my living? How long ago was that?
I believe I was 26, 27.
So a little late in the game, huh?
Yeah, I started a little late than everyone usually do it.
And at what point after, you said you were 26, at what point did you say, I might have a little something for UFC. This might be a thing. Did it take a couple of fights?
It goes off if they think that I deserve to be in the UFC. That's how it goes. It depends on what type of fights you've been in and the opponents you face and just type of skills you have. You know, they don't just put anyone in just because they want to be in the UFC.
Now, what did you have to?
You have to earn it.
Sorry, Derek. What did you have to do in the meantime before you quote unquote really made it? You have some odd jobs that you had to do in between fights?
Really, I was just fighting every other month just to pay my bills. Usually I was getting paid maybe $1,000 a fight, or something like that, $2,000 a fight. And so I was paying my rent just by fighting every other month.
What is it about you, Derek, that's going to be tough for Junior Dos Santos to knock you off on March 9th at Intrust Bank Arena? What unique set of skills are you going to have on display for the folks here in Wichita?
I believe I got the biggest heart in the UFC, and especially in the heavyweight division. No, I don't quit. I just keep going. Doesn't matter how tired I get. I just keep on going.
What's maybe the biggest misunderstanding about UFC? If maybe fans don't quite warm up to MMA, what would you tell folks to try to get them to come around a little bit?
It's really more discipline than people think it is. You know, because mixed martial arts really changed my life. I was pinned down a bad path, my rope, and bad lane in my room, whatever. And mixed martial arts changed my life. It put me on the right path because I grew up without a father. And I needed some type of discipline in my life for me to steer straight. And it really saved my life.
Derek Lewis is 21-6. He'll be taking on Junior Dos Santos March 9th. It's number 2 versus number 7 UFC at Intrust Bank Arena. Derek, appreciate the visit. Best of luck to you when you come back to Wichita, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Derek Lewis, his nickname, The Black Beast, on Twitter. If you want to follow him, @TheBeast_UFC, and that's coming up March 9th at Intrust Bank Arena. All right, when we come back, we'll get to the Twitter question, courtesy of Cindio HRO. Doesn't have anything to do with sports, but you know me. And then coming up in the second hour, we will have on this day, about an hour from now, brought to you by Superior Rents, Enes Kanter is wanted by the Turkish government. We'll dive into that a little bit. And Marty Brenneman, one of the greatest all-time play-by-play voices, is going to step down after this year. Bruce and I will discuss that at the top of second hour. But we'll get to the Cindio Twitter question next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.